Where do you find the most interesting podcast? With amazing guests and heaps of helpful advice? Join me now on The Mike Holt Show.
G'day, Peter. How are you, mate? Welcome back.
Yeah, good. I'm good. It's a lovely sunny day down here in Victoria. Not too hot, but not too cold either.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today, Peter?
Well, freedom of speech is in the headlines at the moment with Julian Assange situation. In Australia, we have got an absolute clad supposed guarantee of free speech in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in Article 19, bracket 2. Anyway, we've got this ironclad guarantee, but at this stage, state judges are not prepared to accept the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is law in the Commonwealth. Now, you should not be being harassed and persecuted for exercising your right to free speech.
That's the problem.
Yes, but the problem is that Victoria thinks it's a sovereign state. Yes. And this is the problem, is that they cannot be sovereign states and still be part of the Commonwealth. Commonwealth is one indissoluble Commonwealth, and by Section 8 of the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1900, it is one self-governing colony, not nine separate scumbag states with nine separate scumbag court systems, and another one, arching court system maintained by the Commonwealth. Now, it was supposed to be one judiciary, one judicature, and in fact, we've got nine, six states, two territories, and the Commonwealth. Now, very interesting situation developing in that there are three live cases at the moment pending, and probably a fourth one, where the preeminence of federal law over state law is being tested and has to be decided. The High Court has been out to lunch and been a star chamber since 1903. First, there were 27 lawyers in the first parliament out of 77 altogether. And they just simply sabotaged the Constitution. That's all they did. They sabotaged it by creating the High Court as a star chamber, a court that's constituted by a single judge by the High Court Procedure Act 1903. Section 12, a single judge can exercise the judicial power of the Commonwealth. That cannot happen while the International Covenant is still in place. And if it was ever legal, it became illegal in 1980 with the passage of the International Covenant as statute law by the Parliament of the Commonwealth. In 1986, it was made permanent, Schedule 2 to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission Act. But every lawyer in Australia is in denial. They will not admit that the International Covenant is a law and part of our common law. And yeah, this is the problem.
I've been advised many times by the judge who's trying to put me in prison in Victoria to get a lawyer. I keep saying, I've been to these law firms. None of them want to touch a constitutional issue because the whole point of my trial was that these people in the County Court Victoria breached Clause 5 of the Constitution, as well as Article 19.2 of the International Covenant. So they're breaking the law, not me, but they continue to try and make me into a lawbreaker. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to admit it.
That is right. Now, apparently it's 23,645 or something near that figure, lawyers in the whole of Australia. 33% of them work for the various governments. One-third of all the lawyers in Australia work for governments. Now, if they're in denial and they will not accept that the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is a binding law on the courts, judges and people of every state, notwithstanding anything in the laws of any state, what's the use of them? What's the use of having them? And, of course, they want you to get a lawyer because the lawyer will then sell you up the river and do a deal with your life. This is human trafficking. Lawyers traffic in human lives, and they're an actual criminal cartel. They're a cartel.
Agree.
Mr. Albanese apparently is getting a little bit nervous about the by-election in the seat held by a former lawyer, Peter Murphy. So Mr. Albanese has a very good reason to be slightly nervous. Now, they won it last time by 6%, which they call it safe Labor. But prior to that, it was a Liberal seat, and no doubt that Mr. Albanese has good reason to be nervous about it. So one of the issues that I'd like to see the Liberals raise is the question of the rule of law in Australia. We haven't got one. The High Court will not issue prerogative writs, but the Parliament of the Commonwealth has, in its wisdom, vested the right to issue prerogative writs in the Federal Circuit Court and Family Court, Division 2. Now, whether they'll do it or not, we will have to find out, but that's what we're trying to work out. They've also vested the right to issue prerogative writs in the Federal Court of Australia, but on at least 10 occasions, law reports show the judges of that court have been unwilling to do, and may have been because the people asking them didn't know about how to ask for a prerogative writ. But the prerogative writ is the writ you should be able to get as of right from our sovereign, because our king sits in our parliament, and it's not the parliament that vests judicial power in the judge, it's the king. They exercise that power in his name. Now, this was made absolutely clear by Queen Victoria's letters patent. And little Bobby Hawke, the pastor's son, pastor's kids, had a bit of a downy on the Christian religion and replaced it with the law, became his religion. He supposedly repealed Queen Victoria's letters patent in 1984 and made a homegrown one. It's a made in Australia letters patent, but it's bullshit.
There was no referendum, was there?
No referendum. So you can't fundamentally change the way Australia's governed without a referendum. We confirmed that we like our constitution with the voice referendum. We like it as it is. We don't need more special interest groups getting special preferential treatment and a special seat in our parliament. We've got quite a few there anyway because they got there on their merits, very talented Indigenous Australians or descendants from Indigenous Australians. And the people didn't want that change to happen. We've got a very interesting situation. Now, Federal Circuit Court and Family Court has a form called Order of Review. At this stage, they're saying they'll only issue it to a registrar. But what's been happening is the registrar have been prejudicing people in their seeking of justice by refusing to file. Now, the High Court is a master at it. It is absolutely a criminal organization in that respect. But it's not only them, it's the federal court. Federal Circuit Court so far has not indicated that it will not do it, but it's got the form to do it, so maybe it will. But the Federal Court of Australia is a past master at it. And we've got a situation where we've got probably the littlest court in the federal court system that at this stage is in the hands of two very capable men, Mr. Will Alstergren and Robert McClellan, who was the Attorney General under Kevin Rudd. Now, they're very capable men, both capable men. And with a bit of luck, they will have a look at the material that we put in front of them and say, we can be the substitute for the High Court, which is not a High Court, certainly not a Federal Supreme Court. And in particular, in Queensland, the Federal Circuit Court has a judge in Cairns, a judge in Townsville. I don't know about Rockhampton, but it's certainly got 15 throughout Queensland. So they can deliver the justice that the Federal Supreme Court refuses to issue and give to the people of Australia now. They can deliver it under Section 10(3) of the Administrative Decision Judicial Review Act. Now, when a judge sits alone, he's not a judicial officer, he's an administrative officer, and he administers the court. What they should do is incorporate a jury. The Federal Court of Australia Act has provisions for juries, Section 40 and 41, and the money is appropriated to pay them by the Parliament of the Commonwealth. So it's all there. But they've never done it since 1976. So what does that tell you? That tells you it's a cartel. They're looking after their mates in the legal profession from which they're all drawn. They've all got a conflict of interest. And because they've got a vested interest in ensuring their mates in the legal profession have a product to sell. And that product is justice. But the old English law, the Magna Carta, says we will sell to no man, either justice or right. They're doing it. They're selling justice.
Yeah, it's
And
an industry, huge industry.
it's a racket. It's a racketeering industry. Now, There's an act in force in the Australian Capital Territory, Free Access to Courts Act, 1400, and it's in force in the ACT, transcribed. And it says that the justice shall be absolutely free. Now, instead, the lawyers in the courts charge, I think, $6,000 if you haven't got a pension card. Fortunately, once you get to a pension age, you can get a pension card and you can get in for nothing.
Which is what we've been doing. But Peter, the problem here at the moment is twofold. First of all, I have been applying three times now already to get into the Supreme Court to challenge the decisions by these judges to ignore our constitution. And I've been rejected twice. I've just filed again this Monday in the Supreme Court. Hopefully this time it'll get through. Now, the problem was, I believe, when I filed in the Supreme Court, I was trying to summon the two judges who made the decision to overrule the Constitution. And I was rejected because they said, no, you can't take a judge to court. And I said, hang on a minute, what about Clause 5 of the Constitution, which binds every man and woman in this country to the Constitution? You must obey it. And what do? They just ignore it.
Queensland and all the states have actually turned into satrap states of Rome. But Rome published in 1927 a Uniroyal Treaty to make uniform civil procedure rules worldwide. Now, those uniform civil procedure rules have been adopted in Queensland and they are restrictive trade practices. The legal profession practices restrictive trade practice in that it won't let you in as of right. And it's not cricket.
There's no law.
There's no law. There's no rule of law in Australia at the moment while Rome is dictating to our courts how they'll behave.
Australia's basically gone back to how it was before 1901.
No, it was a long way better before 1901.
Yes, I realise that. Basically, we've gone back to that situation where we have six separate states, six separate colonies, and no unifying federal government at all. So we're in big trouble. And that's why I'm taking this all to the court, because somebody's got to challenge it. And you and I, as a team, Peter, we work very well together. Your knowledge and my expertise in other stuff. We're now knocking on that door so hard, I hope and I believe they're going to have to open it very soon. And when we get in before a proper panel of judges, and that means a jury, and they hear what's been going on, and I know that there are a lot of very angry Australians out there, I reckon they're going to demand change just because we've got into that court. I hope that the Federal Circuit Court will do its job. Sounds like we've got a good chance with these good men in there. The proof is in the pudding. We've got to get the action. Now, I want to share the screen here for a moment because there's something very interesting I want to show people. In the application for a review in the Federal Circuit Court, we've written down here what we want the court to do. And one is a writ of mandamus directing Acting Deputy Registrar D. Conway to issue and seal the documents proffered to the Supreme Court. Now, this is the documents that I have filed twice already, and this is the third time I did it this week. And they keep on knocking me back under Uniform Civil Procedure Rules 1999, Rule 15. You can look this one up. And that is the Uniroyal Treaty that you were referring to before. And that goes against our Constitution. Secondly, a declaration that there is a conflict of treaties between the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is legitimately incorporated into the law of the Commonwealth, and the Uniroyal Treaty emanating from Rome, used to found the Uniform Civil Procedure Laws 1999, has been adopted by the Parliament of the State of Queensland, and the International Covenant, as a law of the Commonwealth, must prevail over rules of court and rules of the state. Three, a prerogative writ of prohibition directing the said registrar and a single Judge Kelly to be prohibited from using this UCP to refuse to exercise the judicial power of the Commonwealth when requested to do so. When I file a case, I'm requesting them to exercise judicial power, and they're not doing it. And that by Section 15F of the Crimes Act, the said registrar and judge in court be ordered to pay to me the prescribed penalties. And that can be massive amounts of money because they keep on denying my rights. Number five, we need a declaration that a judge in court is a delegate of the King and not the Parliament of Queensland or any other parliament. And it may not make a law against any other subject of the King or citizen and must abide by the rules governing the King, made by the Parliament of the Commonwealth, even though not declared in the Imperial Acts Application Act in force in Queensland. So, namely, when the King is crowned, he must take the oath of office of the Statute 1, Will and Mary Coronation Oath 1688. We also want a declaration. When a judge in court in any state is requested to exercise the judicial power of the Commonwealth, he has no discretion to refuse. Well, we're repeating ourselves there a bit, but it doesn't hurt, does it, Peter?
I'll tell them again and then tell them is an old political maxim.
Yep. Number 7, we want a declaration that the Unidroit Treaty is a foreign treaty and represents a foreign power, the Holy See of Rome. And this is, of course, what has allowed the UN to come in and dictate our policy. We never voted for the UN. We never voted for the Unidroit Treaty. It was signed into law by Gough Whitlam illegally, and it's not enforceable in the Commonwealth. We are the members of the Commonwealth, so we want that sorted out. We want the jury to determine all questions of fact, including whether legislation and regulations are lawful in the interest of democracy. Now, during my trial in Melbourne in this county court, the judge refused to allow the jury to stay in the courtroom while I explained what the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights was, while I explained what Section 80 of the Constitution does, and while I explained other laws. She would not allow the jury to know what my rights were under the law. That means she created a star chamber court, and therefore it was all illegal. Now, she's trying to chuck me into jail. In fact, I'm supposed to be down there today, but I got sick and I couldn't go. However, she's still going to try and put me in prison. I'm not going to do that if I can help it, because I have an absolute right under the law to do what I did, which was to publish an article about a court case in Victoria, and I didn't know there was a suppression order on it. I live in Queensland. How could I? And finally, number 9, we want a declaration that Section 46 of the Supreme Court of Queensland Act 1991 is an oxymoron, because Section 1 purports to vest the judicial power of the Commonwealth in a single judge, while at the same time preserving the provisions in Section 259 Supreme Courts Act 1995, providing courts of judicature to the people of Queensland, which means a jury, and that's preserved by Section 46, brackets 5 of the same section. So we're asking the courts now to reform the way they do business with the people that they are supposed to serve. They are there to serve us, not to serve the judges and the lawyers of this country. They should be there to serve us. Agreed, Peter?
Oh, yeah, and we pay them handsomely for that. In fact, what we pay them is so much that it could almost be called a bribe. Now, like a high court who can't obey their own act that establishes them, which says the high court shall consist of a chief justice and at least two others, that's a quorum of the high court. And they have been sitting with one judge since 1903. And yet we pay them about $500,000 a year to sit down there and break the law. What sort of a country is it that's got a Mickey Mouse set up like that going?
It's not just here in Australia, mate. I mean, it's in America, it's in Canada, the UK. Any Commonwealth country, except for India, has bowed down to this United Nations Unidroit crap. And as a result, we are in deep doo-doo around the world. And you can see this coming. If you go to our website, commonlaw.earth, and then you go to courts, petitions and letters, scroll down here and you'll see High Court to show cause. Click on that button. And down here, we have a petition to the senators. And we are asking the Senate to summons the entire High Court bench and chief executive and principal registrar to show cause before the Senate under Section 72, brackets 2, Constitution, why they should not be dismissed and all subordinate staff terminated and their pensions forfeited to the Crown, and other things as well. So we're going to try and bring these judges back into the law where they should be. Now, lots of people are signing this, and you can do so too, and this is how you help Peter and I to get traction in the courts. Put your name, your address, your email, and your postcode in here. And this is required by the government petition. So this is a proper government petition to all the senators. You sign this once, it goes to every senator in the Senate. So please help us to do this. The more people who sign it, and you can only sign it once, please don't do it again. That's spamming. We need this to be a legitimate, proper petition to the Senate to get off their backsides and actually do their jobs and get the High Court to do their jobs. And if that happens, all the other subordinate courts will also have to do their jobs.
My election is being held, it's called Dunkley. And in Dunkley, there's an organisation in Canberra called Advance Australia. Now, I think you've got some input as far as Advance means.
I actually started up the advance-australia.com.au website sometime around 2018, I think, maybe more. And then about a year later, this other mob, which is actually an arm of the Liberal Party, calling themselves Advance Australia, set up their own website called advanceaustralia.org. And so a lot of people have been getting very confused between the two. Theirs is all about the Liberal Party and politics. Mine is a plan for the future. Now, if we don't have a plan for the future, where the hell are we going? Nobody has got a plan for the future in this country. The political parties stopped preparing plans for the future years ago. They just stumble from problem to problem, and they look incompetent, and they are incompetent. You need a plan, and that's what Advance Australia is all about. So thank you for pointing that out, Peter.
Welcome, Mr. Holt. We're first and foremost all Australians. Now, I was born in Queensland, and I spent the first 60 years of my life there until I went to a university there, and a professor was teaching constitutional law and didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I did an assignment. It was a 4,000-word assignment. It took me 40 hours to do it. I footnoted every controversial word in it and explained everything that I was arguing on the cable principle. And this silly, and she's a Roman Catholic from Western Australia. She said, I don't agree with you. So she gave me 5 out of 35. And that really upset me because that's one of the semesters I failed. And I did the same assignment at another university, got a credit for it. It's an interesting little world, but the second university I went to was in New South Wales. And I spent 10 years in New South Wales, about 7 years in Western Australia, and I've been nearly 3 years in Victoria this time. So we'll see what happens. I've got a court case myself coming up on the 1st of March. This is an interesting one because if you seek treason, and it's treason to restrain the sovereign. Now, if you won't issue a prerogative writ, you're restraining the sovereign because it's a sovereign's prerogative, not a judge's prerogative to issue it. And if you restrain the sovereign, that is defined as treason in the Criminal Code Act 1995. And it says you complain to a constable. I did that because I was being harassed by a constable at Albright. So I complained to him. And as expected, because they dress up like bloody clowns, except that they got real guns on their hips and real handcuffs. And they drive around in pretty painted cars and harass the living daylights out of people for money to support their boss, the state of Victoria. Anyway, he's done nothing. So I've fulfilled my obligation. It's a 25-year in jail offence. If you see treason and don't do anything about it, you've got to do something about it. So I've done my bit, but he hasn't done his. So it'll be a very interesting court case coming up.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing about that one. And I think I might have to talk to you about that, Peter. I've seen quite a lot of evidence up here of treason, and maybe I should be reporting it to a constable as well as trying to get into the courts.
I think a constable, because a constable is charged with dealing with it under the Criminal Code Act 1995, section 80 brackets 1, I think 80.1, and it says you've got to report it to a constable.
That's right.
A lawyer can't go running around like Don Coyote trying to drive his lance into a windmill. You've got to have something substantive to work on. And your case is a very interesting one because it's a clear case of criminal neglect on the part of universities that train our lawyers. They ought to have a tattoo on their forehead, recall notice, back to university and get retrained and understand that the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is part of our constitution because it's been incorporated into it by the Parliament of the Commonwealth. And that's the end of the story. This stage, they're all in denial. And I've spent nearly 20 years trying to persuade people. I once met the Human Rights Commissioner in Sydney. He was a Pole at the time, several, and I said, look, why don't you teach the lawyers that the International Covenant is the law of the Commonwealth? Oh, he said, oh, we couldn't do that. Our job is just to be window dressing. And he was honest, but they get a big salary. I think it's $600,000 or something to do it, and it's bribery as well. It's another form of bribery.
Exactly. All right, mate. Thank you. Cheers.
Okay.
Our Commonwealth of Australia is founded on the work of visionaries who crafted the very essence of our government, legal and social framework. The rights our founding fathers worked so diligently to protect. This easy reference contains the Constitution, Magna Carta, English Bill of Rights, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and Queen Victoria's Letters Patent. All essential when you need the knowledge to defend your rights and live as a free, independent man or woman. Make knowledge your superpower. Get your copy of Common Law Easy Reference for just $50, including postage. Available at commonlaw.earth. In a world where power collides with secrecy and loyalty hangs by a thread, comes a groundbreaking revelation that will challenge your perception of history. Dick Yardley's masterpiece, Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage. Dive deep into the hidden narratives that shaped a nation. Uncover the untold stories of those who walk the corridors of power, often veiled in shadows. From the heart of Parliament to the sanctums of faith, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage unveils the enigmatic lives of leaders who dared to defy our Constitution. Come on an expedition through history's most guarded secrets. Delve into the pages that expose the intrigue, the alliances, and the betrayals that history tried to forget. Are you ready to uncover the truth? Experience the gripping revelations that redefine Australian history. Get your copy of Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage now. Available only at advance-australia.com.au and select merchandise on the menu.